That South Molton is sparkling now after BBC Radio Devon's Simon Bates did the honours with the Christmas lights switch on. Matt Woodley is still there enjoying an evening of celebrations. Have you found the pop-up pub yet, Matt?
I haven't found the pop-up pub just yet, but I think I've found a bloke who's been to the pop-up pub.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, Simon.
Isn't it wonderful that the weather's held off? It's a lovely, balmy evening in South Molton. Absolutely gorgeous. Still the remnants of the sun lingering over the Panier Market, and people were taking their shirts off, for heaven's sake. It's simply too hot here.
Literally, they were taking their shirts off to wring them out. And my shoes are about to come out to pour the water out.
Have you got the holy shoes on again?
It's a bit like that.
It is. The extraordinary thing, you know, Matt, because you've been doing this all today, really. You've been on since about 10 o'clock this morning. The extraordinary thing is, I was expecting 20 people and a dog. Probably with a few barbers, and that's about it. It's absolutely packed here. People cheering, people enjoying themselves. I'll put it down to you, because you've been talking about it all day.
I'll put it down to North Devon, because I reckon, I'll put my neck on the line, if you held this elsewhere in the county, I don't think you'd get that turnout in this weather.
Not at Tiverton with those lights there, you wouldn't. Have you seen the lights yet?
I've seen the lights. The pan,
I couldn't believe it. No, let's not talk about that. The display here is gorgeous. Father Christmas appeared, as you probably said. I don't know. I haven't been listening, I'm afraid. On the Panier Market roof. The pop-up pub is thriving. I had a lady with a sausage roll. So I can't get out. I come here every day. I can't get out of the Panier Market. That's because people are having a good time.
Yeah. First time I've seen the Panier Market. It's undercover. Lovely. Going to talk to one of the traders in a moment.
Yeah.
And this is your home territory, isn't
it? Yes, it is. Yeah. This Panier Market is a Grade 1 listed building. It's absolutely fabulous. When South Molton was rich, and it was in the 1850s, round about that time, and wool was where the money came from, the railway was coming through here. They spent money, and it's the great thing about South Molton. When you come here the first time, you think, oh, that's a pretty market town. And, you know, you get a guy to do your soldering, and you can get the saddlery done down on the road, and there's a nice pub. There's history bleeding out of every pore. And when you come to the Panier Market, it's local traders.
Yeah.
There are very few people who aren't local.
No sign of Black Friday here, eh?
Yeah, there is.
There's a sign over there.
Is there?
Oh, there's just the one.
Yeah, just
the one.
And I don't think anyone cares.
No.
How's it been going?
It's been going really well. Met some really lovely people. I've seen Johnny Kingdom as well. He's come off Exmoor. He's around somewhere.
I haven't seen him.
He's knocking about in the Panier Market.
I've been with the mayor in the private rooms. I've never got in there normally. It's only because of you lot that I've got in there.
And the lights
up there.
I've not been up there, no. What do you make of the lights? Let's just briefly talk about the lights.
Okay, the lights are just gorgeous. And I tell you what they are. They're in good taste. They fit, and I'm not being rude to anybody else, they fit the mood of the town. And it's a small market town with a great heart, and that's what they look like.
Fireworks to come as well.
Be watching. We think.
We hope.
It's very windy.
You got your match? You'll never strike it in this wind.
I'm going into spa now.
All right, you carry on. I'll see you later. Simon Bates, of course, back on your radio 6:30 Monday morning. Now, let's have a word with Keith. Keith McNeil, we've been talking about the Panier Market. Simon is a huge fan. Tell us what it is you're selling. You're selling soaps tonight.
I sell locally sourced soaps and candles. I sell local farmhouse bric-a-brac and furniture. A very, very local man. You know, I have a tremendous commute to the market of at least 800 yards from home.
Must take you, what, a minute and a half?
The van's barely warm by the time I get here.
Incredible. But that is what it is about this place, isn't it? I mean, Simon's just been summing it up. It has a heart. It has a community. And there are so many other places in Devon who would love to have this, yet they can't seem to bring people together. You know, the weather. The wind, you can hear it on the microphone again. The rain has been pouring in the sky, yet South Molton still turned out tonight.
We're a hardy bunch in South Molton, we have to be. The wind does whistle down off the moor, but it doesn't put us off, and people do come out. It's a small town, it's a big community, and I couldn't have put it more eloquently than Simon did just now. The town does have a heart. It's fabulous to see. People shop locally. And the council have done a fantastic job with the lights, bringing people into town. It just gets bigger and better.
What do you make of the lights?
The lights are superb. They're in great taste. No fans here. All those jokes have been done. I won't go there again. They're
God, feel that wind. You're listening at home. It's howling.
There's a slight breeze.
The lights are hanging off the tree.
70 miles an hour. It's been a lot worse. It really has.
Keith, it's great to meet you. I think the hurricane's blowing up here in the street, but thanks for chatting to us. Have a great Christmas. You know, I don't blame you. Simon's gone back in as well towards the pop-up pub, Pippa. That wind, can you hear it back in the studio?
Very loud here.
Even though it's very windy, but the lights are well and truly attached to the trees, and the lights being strung through the square, they're not going anywhere, and it's beautiful. So if you have the chance, maybe when the weather is a little bit better, come and have a look at South Molton and the lights. I have taken some pictures. I'll get them on Facebook as soon as my... Well, as soon as the feeling comes back into the ends of my fingers and I can operate my phone, because it's exactly like that.
I'll let you and Simon enjoy the rest of the celebrations there in South Molton. Go and find that pop-up pub. Go find Simon. Is it inflatable, though? That's what I want to know.
Yes, it's a bouncy one, apparently. We heard earlier on BBC Radio Devon that it is like a big inflatable bouncy castle. You don't bounce on it, you just go and buy drinks. Sounds good.
Yeah, you'd spill everything else, wouldn't you? Enjoy, Matt, and thanks for everything tonight. Matt Woodley, who's been at the celebrations, the switch on at South Molton tonight.